Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Property taxes for agricultural land in South Dakota employ a use value formula based on a combination of factors, including net income from agricultural production, soil surveys, and land use. SDSU Extension Agribusiness Specialist Matthew Elliott explains.
And so that's a combination of using this USDA NAS data, using that USDA NRCS soil data in order to come up with what we assess your property to be worth at a very local level.
Elliott states soil productivity ratings utilized by the South Dakota Department of Revenue often reflect average county ratings, but tools are available to determine more localized data.
One way to get that average at the county level or district level to more of a localized parcel amount is to adjust that amount based on soil properties and productivity and also use rates of, you know, how much is a certain soil map unit is being cropped.
Recently, SDSU Extension updated the South Dakota Agricultural Land Soil Productivity Tool to reflect current data sets and utilize modern technology to fill in the gaps.
What we're doing is just trying to bring all that data, updated data, available to make these assessments, make it very transparent about what productivity levels exist according to these databases between various parcels throughout the state.
The tool streamlines the process for assessors, appraisers, landowners, and others determining tax rates, market values, and rental rates. The Ag Land Soil Productivity Tool is posted on the agribusiness page at extension.sdstate.edu.